For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, the fourth day of March 2013. I've just gotten used to saying 2013. We've got two guests today. Let's start, first of all, with Valerie Chafin, Second Chance. Welcome to Radio Friends,
Valerie. Thanks, Paul.
And actually, both of our guests have events, very special events, coming up this weekend. Valerie, Second Chance, you have a big fundraiser Friday night, right?
We do. The sixth annual trivia night.
Okay, and we'll talk about that in just a second, but tell us a little bit about Second Chance.
Second Chance is a centrally located animal rescue in Missouri that rescues and rehomes unwanted pets throughout the central part of the state.
Yeah, used to be called Columbia's Second Chance, but you're much larger than just Columbia. You take in all of the area.
Exactly. We were Columbia's Second Chance for 27 years, and last year we took up the advice of a marketing agent and realize that we're known as Second Chance because that is exactly what our mission is. We rehome and rescue and give a second chance to animals throughout Missouri beyond the boundaries of Columbia.
Yeah. How many animals have you helped over the past 12 months?
Over the past 12 months? Probably around 800 animals brought in and rehomed around 800. In 27 years, over 12,000 animals.
Yeah, that's 12,000 best friends.
I think so.
That's what they are. They're best friends. Now, all of this takes money. It takes donations. So this coming Friday evening, you're hoping that you will raise a great deal of money with
the
trivia.
That's my hope.
Yeah. Yes. Tell me about the trivia evening.
We do it every year. It's part trivia night, part party, I think. And we have about 60 tables at the Knights of Columbus Center out on the Stadium Drive extension. Doors open about 6:15, goes to about 10. The trivia and fun start about 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's $20 a person or $120 a table. Get your friends together. Bring your own food, your own drinks. We have some light snacks and sodas. Lots of prizes to raffle off.
So you raise the money by people being at the tables with the trivia.
Exactly.
Now, I know the KBIA superstars are going
to be
there.
I've heard of them, yes.
Yes. Pat Akers will be there. In fact, he's doing our audio right now. And many of the KBIA, I think Darren Hellich will be there. Mm-hmm. Many of the KBIA people, they've got a table. So what are they going to do with how are they going to play trivia?
We have a trivia master that puts together the questions. There are 9 rounds of questions, and he puts them up on a screen, and they answer questions, and those questions and answers are scored. And at the end of each round, the scores are posted. At the end of 9 rounds, whoever has the most correct answers wins a cash prize.
Okay. So that's how it works. But you're raising the money by getting people to sign up for tables to play trivia.
To sign up for tables.
If people still want to do it, is there time of 5 days before the event?
Yes, up to a few days before the event. As long as we have tables. We have 60 tables right now.
So what's the phone number to call for more information?
660-882-5050. But the best place to sign up is on the website, columbiasecondchance.org.
Okay.
And you'll see the link and it'll take you you're able to sign up online.
Okay, columbiasecondchance.org.
Yes.
And I kind of have a feeling that the KBIA table, they're just going to walk away with it.
There's, I have to warn you, the KBIA people, that there are people with game that night and they take it very seriously.
I'm sure they do. I wish you the very best.
Thank you
with
very
that,
much.
Valerie. Okay. Now I turn to Judith McKinney. And Judith is here to tell us about a special event that's coming up this Sunday. It's called Music is in the Air, the Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary 3rd Annual Benefit Concert.
that.
Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you.
That's a long title.
It is. But I'll tell you, a number of years ago, a group of women got together and we formed the Women's Auxiliary, and we wanted to bring in money that would specifically help homeless people within the Columbia community restructure their lives, get jobs, and then have a place to live. And so this is how it all began. And over the past 2 years, we brought in over $5,000.
Really?
Yes. And 2 months ago, one of actually four families we helped finance, they had come in, had become homeless, had had jobs beforehand, then were retrained at the Salvation Army through the center here. And they then got jobs right here in Columbia, but they couldn't get housing because they owed money. So mm-hmm. we gave them those finances to help them out. And we've now, I feel so great about this because we've given them a chance to recycle, yeah. restructure their lives.
Yeah.
And it's a great opportunity for everyone.
Uh-huh.
Because you then make a difference in their lives, and they turn around and make a difference in their children's lives.
Very
and we get rid of
said.
Homelessness.
Oh, that was so beautifully said. Now,
that's what it's about.
Yeah. The concert is going to be held at the First Presbyterian Church.
Yes.
At 16 Hitt Street.
Yes.
This coming Sunday.
Yes.
Coming Sunday.
Yes.
Starts at what time?
It starts at 3 o'clock, and it's an hour and a half, and then it's followed by a reception.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very reasonable. It's just $15 for adults, $10 for seniors.
Okay.
And children 14 and under are free. And we have some of the finest performers in Columbia.
Judith McKinney herself is going to be singing.
You betcha. Yes. And then we have such great people as Leo Sagigat, and we have young performers like the Kaitan Family Quartet, Dr. Kaitan's children.
Mm-hmm.
They range in the age of 3 through 15, and they play the classical instruments, stringed
mm-hmm.
instruments. And we also have jazz piano. So if you don't like what we have, just wait 2 minutes,
and it'll change.
It recycles also,
yeah,
so it'll
yeah.
completely
so
change.
So it's a wonderful event. It's Sunday, this coming Sunday, March 10th, starting at 3 o'clock in the
right.
afternoon. And James and I are going to be the...
You bet. I was about to say we have... I've been after you guys for 2 years now, and I finally got you, so we have the very best MC. So it's going to be a great, great afternoon.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Sunday, March the 10th, 3 o'clock in the
yes.
afternoon, and it'll go till about 4:30, and then there's a reception. Now, what goes on at the reception?
Well, the reception is you get an opportunity to talk to the performers
and
themselves
them. Okay.
and meet them, and it's cookies and punch, and oh,
what?
If you don't think the $15 does enough yet, you even get an opportunity to register for two door prizes.
Oh, okay.
So everything's happening.
Okay, so real quick.
We just need you.
How do they get tickets? At the door?
You're at the door.
Okay,
yes.
Tickets at the door. This coming Sunday, 3 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church, 16 Hitt Street, Columbia.
Right.
Okay.
And parking is free across
yeah.
the street.
And don't forget Second Chance Trivia Night this coming Friday, this coming Friday. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Drop me an email, something you'd like to hear or see, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.